Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. You just needed to, you know, move it a little over to get the guy. We'll talk about that after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about combat. And I have like a few ideas, one of which I'll go over in this episode, about not hitting something or hitting and not hitting something. Okay. In other words, the whim of the dice. A lot of people think that, okay, fine, I'm going to like hit this guy with a fireball or swing my sword and chop him, and they roll really bad. I mean, not really bad, but I mean, just, you know, bad. You missed, okay? But it wasn't that big of a miss. And since I am a fan of failing forward, I was thinking of doing something to kind of mitigate that a bit. I wanted to get the concept of near misses in the game and correction. In other words, you can do something after the fact to make a miss a hit, but you can't, but it involves some rolling, and it involves like your, it's an option, what I'm saying. And this goes for any character. Now, I'm mainly talking about here when they're in combat and things like that. Okay, let's say the idea is that if you miss the attack by, say, one or two AC either way, or rather one or two AC, you can actually hit them anyway, but for reduced damage. In other words, if say you have a great big old long sword that does a D10 damage, okay, and you miss, I'm gonna talk about descending armor classes because that's what I know. Say the character you're trying to hit has an armor class of 6, and you hit on an you roll and you can hit an armor class of 7 or 8, which is out of the range, which means you missed. So I would give you a chance to make a certain roll for reduced damage. What I mean is, for instance, a fighter is swinging against my favorite, an ogre. And the ogre has an armor class, the aforementioned ogre has an armor class of 8. And the fighter rolls, and he gets an armor class of 9 or 10, which is out of range. Actually, 8 is pretty weak for an ogre. But anyway, aside from that, I will say, okay, you missed, but give me a roll. It could be a dex roll. It could be a saving throw, an appropriate saving throw, or something like that. And if you make it, your sword does what? D8? Okay. Or rather, D10? If you make it, you'll do like a D8 of damage. Or a D6. Depending on how... Say if it's off by 1, I give him a D8. Off by 2, D6. After that, hey, you missed. Okay? So I think that's kind of fair. It's basically, and of course, as a GM, I'm going to narrate that if they make it. If you make it, it's like he basically deflects off of his armor a bit, but he put his arm up so you nicked him under the arm or something like that. It wasn't as great as what you wanted, but you did do a little damage type of thing. And I think that I could do that. I could use that. Also, that could apply to spells. Okay, I'm throwing a fireball. It's going to hit this area. I'm putting the fireball's center, ground zero here, and it's going to hit these. I'm going to try and hit these five guys in the area. And you roll it, and okay, whoever's at ground zero takes that, and everybody takes some. But there's one guy, he's out of area. Okay, fine. Tell you what, how about if you give me a roll, again, a dex roll, intelligence roll, saving throw, however you want to do it. Make the roll, and, oh, you made the roll? All right, this guy takes about half the damage. Say it does so many d6s. Say it does like 3d6. I'm just making this stuff up with the damage and the AC and all that, but I just to make a point. Okay, the fireball does 3d6, but this guy who was not quite out of range, so you did 2d6 to him or 1d6. He got singed on the edge. So you did do some damage to him. These other guys, they fall. This guy, ow, damn. And so he gets residual, it's basically residual damage. Tunnels and Trolls has something like that. I forget what they call it, but it's the thing that it's the thing where the opponent takes the damage, but you take a tiny bit of that damage just because of the battle, because that's the way it goes. Because you're in battle and you're going to take a little bit of it, say like one hit point or two hit points or something like that. And I think that's a great way to do it. I got this idea from, I think it was Swords and Wizardry. I'm pretty much sure it was Swords and Wizardry. I didn't look it up, but I looked under their description of magic missile. And it says each missile does a D4. It was like, I think it was a D4 damage. Each missile did D4 damage automatically because it always hits. But you have the option of rolling to hit. And if you roll to hit, you can do more damage. So say it's a D4. Okay, fine. If you roll it, you get to do a D6 or a D8. And that gave me the idea of why can't we have more of these near misses? Because this is the kind of thing that, this is the kind of flavor stuff that I like, because the players feel a little justified because, hey, they did something to them. And at the same time, the GM, it's more flavor that the GM can talk about, that can describe, which makes the game richer. And so I think that would be a good thing. I'm going to work that into my next few games that I play. In fact, I'm doing Gangbusters at North Texas this year, of course. And I think I might work that into that too, of the failing forward, make a roll, and you did a little bit type thing. I mean, you know, if you think about it, if you had enough people doing that, you can basically nickel and dime a character to death. You know, it's feasible. You know, if you have people who are just barely doing damage to him, you do it enough times in enough rounds, they will fall eventually. I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do, you know, but it's, to me, it's like a consolation prize, because you still have the fact that you can blatantly miss, totally miss. I rolled a 2. You missed. Okay. And so there is that, but that gives you, it just makes it a little more granular. Because I kind of like it that way. It to me, it feels a little more real, a little more, the world seems a little more alive, lived in, whatever you want to call it. Because you'll see things like that in the movies and are on TV. And, you know, it works the same. And that would be a really good thing that you should put in your game. Anyway, I'll just toss that to you and go ahead and use that if you want. I will. And I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And for single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Now, let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Jason from Moro Padre, Gilbert Sarez, Benjamin Brodel. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, there is Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin's Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John L. Enlarges the Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.